Welcome to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It is the Dark Mark Show. I am Dark Mark, the goth comedian, and back after a one-week hiatus where she was bending and stretching herself in all sorts of interesting yoga positions. It's our co-host, Josie Cat.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Oh, Josie, we got a good one tonight.
We do.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Yes, you came back in the right week and wore the right shirt. I have,
I always have the right shirt.
You don't always wear that shirt, which is specifically, I didn't notice the holes on the sleeve, so it must be an old shirt, but it is.
They're made like that.
Yeah, that's what they all say. You got that shirt in 1994. But anyway, we got some great guests. And, you know, the next week is our one-year anniversary.
I know.
Congratulations.
Can you believe that? A year.
I can believe it. Actually, well, it's my one-year anniversary. You came in a couple weeks later. But the two things that
I'll take it.
The two things I regret.
As a year.
Now, I don't regret anything. I think we've had great shows and it just so many. Well, a couple weeks I kind of regretted. But for the most part, we've had such great shows. But two things that we really should have more on, and we will have more in the, not, I said more on. Well, we should have more things in the future. We should
moron.
Have more people from the horror community, the horror movie community.
Oh, I would love that.
And more burlesque dancers. I would love that. And
well, we've had both.
We've had both.
But we had the Wolfpack guys, Jared and
Marvin.
And we've had
anyway, we've had burlesque dance. We had burlesque dances. We had Lily von Stoop. We had Sin Fisted. But tonight, which is what I was getting at, we have Miss Hollywood Burlesque 2013, Sheila Starciani.
Howdy, y'all.
And from the upcoming movie, welcome, Sheila. And from the upcoming movie, Volcano Zombies, an upcoming movie about the Manson family. He played Captain Spaulding on the Rob Zombie for Great American Nightmare. Somebody that you met and you said, well, you have to have him on the show, and now we have him on the show. Our friend Noel Jason Scott is here.
Pleasure.
Yay, finally. We've been trying to get you on the show for, seems like, a year now.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's funny because I only met him in December, but you met him, what, November?
Oh, no, we met a long time ago.
Oh, did you? Oh, we'll talk about that. First, I got to say, the show is being brought to you by Audible.com. I love audiobooks. I love Audible.com. Since Sheila's here, I have to recommend, I'm sure you've read this, but if you haven't, listen to the audiobook because you get a free 30-day trial to audible.com and a free audiobook. And this would be the one you should listen to in the car. You probably all know all this, but this is 12 hours and 16 minutes long, called Behind the Burlicue, Story of Burlesque in America by Leslie Zemeckis. Have you read that?
I do. I have it. I've read most of it, not all of it.
Well, you can listen to the rest of it on audible.com.
It's 12 hours?
12 hours.
It's a very thick book.
Wow.
So it's 12 hours narrated by Julia Farhat. Now, you've worked with Rob Zombie, Noel.
Yep.
If you go to audible.com, people think, oh, there's nothing that has to do with Rob Zombie. You can get the Lords of Salem audiobook, which I believe is 14 hours. Goes way beyond what the movie has. The Lords of Salem, you can get that at audible.com. And, of course, Josie Cat loves vampires, and they have Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Nice.
The play with Tim Curry, Alan Cumming, and an all-star cast.
Oh, cool.
You can get that for free if you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow, or easier than that, go to just www.darkmarkshow.com. It has all the links to our iTunes page, our YouTube page, has past shows. It's a great place to go. Click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. For free 30-day trial, you can sign up with your Amazon.com membership. Easy. You can cancel within 30 days. You still keep the audiobook. You got nothing to lose.
How many can you order for free?
You can order one for free.
One for free.
One for free. But if you keep the membership, you get deep discounts on the books. Like books that are like $24, like Dr. Sleep, the Stephen King sequel to The Shining. I think if you're a member, it goes down to like $5 or $10.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So that's what you want to do. So go to audible.com, go to darkmartshow.com. Next week is going to be our one-year anniversary. I'm very excited. We got it booked. We have G. Tom Mack is going to be singing Ooh. Cry Little Sister from the Lost Boys soundtrack live. We also have our good friend Sin Fisted, who last time shot sparks from her
so
vagina.
So we have horror and burlesque?
We have
somewhat.
Well, he's not horrible. He's actually, he's
Lost
more.
Lost Boys kind of, well, but he's vampire-y.
He's more than Lost Boys because he's actually worked with Roger Daltrey, produced Kiss.
He's a legend.
He is. He worked with Jackson Browne, Carly Simon. The guy is very talented, and he is going to be on the show. We're going to have Sin Fisted, and Sin Fisted has promised all sorts of wacky hijinks.
And I believe it.
Oh, yeah, because she's been on the show before. Last time she shot sparks from her vagina. She tied up Melrose Larry Green in a straitjacket. And because I know you like magic, Chelsea,
I love magic.
I know you love magic. We have a magician that's coming on.
Yay!
I'm trying to find his name right now. So silly of me because I don't... This is so awkward. I do apologize. He's a guy that was recommended by Michael Vile, who did our theme song. And we're gonna get to you guys. Don't worry about it. I've got so many interesting things to talk about. His name is Arthur Gomez. I've seen some of his stuff on YouTube. It's fantastic. This guy's good. So it's gonna be a fun show. And also, programming notes. If you tune into Skid Row Studios right here on Sunday, I will be on Delia's Dark Side from 4 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. Yes, there's another dark show on Skid Row Studios.
There is?
Delia's Dark Side. Delia Brancato is a friend of mine.
And there's two sex shows also.
There's more than two sex shows. I will also be on...
Skid Row's getting edgy.
Yes, well, we came in and it's kind of... We've turned it into our image. And then I will be on Sex and Dippity right afterwards with Bhakti
Lamour. Oh, how fun.
Who's been on our show. And... mark your calendar.
Horror and sex. What else do you need?
Well, if you want horrors and sex, June 13th.
Horrors and sex?
June 13th, I'll be doing my one-man show, I Laughed at So Hard I Cried, for a three-week run at the Shepherd Theater at the Complex. And I wish we had time for a Hollywood report, but we did run late.
We did.
Is there something you want to say, Josie? Is there a Hollywood something or other that you do want to promote?
Ah, no.
Real quick? Okay.
I'll just say hi. Let's get to it.
Okay. Sheila Starciani, you are Miss Burlesque, Hollywood Burlesque 2013.
Yes.
Now, first off, you're very beautiful, obviously. You're very excited. You are in a MILF sandwich, by the way, Noel, just so you know.
I'm feeling very blessed.
Yes. And trust me,
I don't know if I like that word.
What, MILFs?
Blessed?
MILFs. Yeah,
moms I like to fuck?
Yeah, it's just...
Sheila, you like that word?
It took me a long time to get to like it, and now I really own it. I love...
Okay, you could keep it.
Because you were telling me that
open milk sandwich.
your son was embarrassed of you last
he
week.
Is.
Yeah, but his son's like, I don't want you to come in my room, my punk rock tattooed mother. I don't want you. I don't want the kids to see me.
Are your kids his like friends that? Were coming over, and he said, stay in the bathroom till we get into my room. Because
yeah.
I was getting ready to go out to Bar Sinister.
Were you wearing that shirt? Because I think his friends wouldn't mind.
I was wearing a lot less, trust me.
I'll bet
me.
You were.
I looked like a vampire hooker.
Now, how old are your kids, Sheila? I didn't want to start off with that. I try to ignore
it. It's fine. They're my life other than burlesque. My oldest is 14.
Okay.
And the baby turns 3
Ooh.
In May.
So is your son and his friends? I'm sure his friends like you.
Both girls.
Oh, so the girls, yeah. Do they want to be burlesque dancers now?
No. Well, the little one, she's kind of working on it. She knows a few of my routines because she's there with
it's like
a
little
bit of
sunshine.
And the older one, she loves that I do it, but she's all about the hip hop and capoeira, and she's not
cool.
Very graceful at all.
Did you see
she does capoeira?
Of the 3-year-old twerking?
Oh, disturbing.
Did you see it? It was insane. This 3-year-old was just doing these moves that, like...
No, wait a second. You're,
most women can't do. Wait,
you got me distracted. Your youngest or your oldest, 14, does capoeira, has no rhythm?
She has no grace.
Grace.
She's not... She's not.
Because I've done a little. I've done a little Jenga myself.
She's got great rhythm, no grace. She's very hard.
Well, that leads me to the question I was going to ask. Because you're very exotic looking, and I was doing a lot of research on you, looking at a lot of pictures.
I did a lot of research.
And I couldn't figure out
None on you.
No, I did a couple. I looked up his IMDb page and stuff like that, I couldn't figure out the ethnicity. Whatever it is, it works. I like it. But,
thank you. I'm a mutt. I'm a woman of everything.
I would say some island.
Yes.
I see island. Yes. Yeah.
Very good.
That narrows it down, Josie. So.
My family is, it's like way back, every one of my ancestors said, ooh, you look different. Let's fuck. See how it goes.
Wow.
End up with a whole bunch of.
Yeah.
Sounds like my family.
I'd like to be that. Your ancestors. Are you a mutt too, Noel?
Yeah.
What nationality are you?
Scottish, English, Irish, German, French, Norwegian, and Polish.
Okay.
You like to drink.
Well, we know that. We hung out with Noel ourselves.
Yeah.
See, at least though, you can say if someone wants to boil it down, you can say I'm European American.
Yeah. I'm frozen.
Mm-hmm. I am.
You're all over the world.
Yeah.
So break it down for you. You're Tahitian?
Hawaiian, Filipino.
Hawaiian, Filipino.
That's what I was going to say.
Native American.
Yeah. Everyone's Native American, though.
Most. Here. Not everywhere.
I don't think I have any Native American in me whatsoever. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it'd be cool if I did, but I have the whitest features, and it's not makeup. This is just the features. So there's no Native American, Filipino, and
Hawaiian, black, Portuguese,
right.
French, Irish. Turns out I've got more Irish blood in me than anything else.
Nice.
Indonesian. I'm very, very.
Since you're part African American, which I actually. I thought that was part of it. we're going to see how African American you are. Okay. Why does every African American woman think I'm the most desirable man in the world? They all love me. I can do no wrong with black women, African American women. Why is that?
I don't know.
It's your booty.
Am I booty? But I mean, are you attracted to me? Is that is there a soul vibe here? Something going on here?
Maybe it's somewhere like deep down in your
room. Okay, so you're
maybe it's somewhere.
So you're like a 1/16.
Definitely not deep down in his pants.
Well, something's going on down there, but it's like 1/16 black, something like that. Okay, yeah. So that explains it. we're gonna get.
They're like, ooh, that's a brother.
We're gonna get Nappy T back in here, and she'll strain you out. Remember, she said it right away. She's like, yep. Yeah, I forget what she said. So how did you get into burlesque? How did you get into burlesque?
Funny.
I was a stripper. I've danced pretty much my whole life, and when I was 18, I started stripping like on a pole, only not with the pole, kind of around the pole.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother thought that it would be a fantastic idea to bring my Grammy into the place that I was working at.
Ooh! did she tip well?
And I still get embarrassed thinking about it.
Grammy's in the strip club.
Yeah, Grammy's in the strip club.
Did
and
she
I'm
make
18,
it rain?
So she did with like giggles. It was raining giggles.
Oh, okay.
And so she was like, because she talks like that.
Yeah.
So I was just, you move so beautifully and you look, you're gorgeous up there, but you're naked.
Well, it's nice to see Grandma still has her eyesight.
Right. It's like, yeah, Grammy, I'm naked. She's like, okay, well, why don't you come over this weekend and let me show you some stuff? So I learned then that my grandmother.
Some clothes.
Yeah, some clothes.
Wait, we'll hear this because I read this here. Grammy was a burlesque dancer.
No. My Grammy was a showgirl, in a Vegas showgirl and cabaret performer. She did not strip.
Okay.
But she did cabaret and like so line the backup line dance
like chorus line dancing right.
In the burlesque houses, and so she watched everyone else and she was like, well, if you're gonna do this, then we need to get you kind of like, you know,
just like 1940s, 1950s.
No, she's young.
Okay,
60s, 50s, 60s.
Okay. So like you know so but so this was like at the tail end of the mm-hmm. the high burlesque era mm-hmm. and so they still had the shows where the comedians would come on mm-hmm. and then they had the burlesque and all that, And it sort of faded away. And then when you came back in, that's when it came back.
Yeah, it started back up again.
Right.
So I've been doing, I was stripping with a burlesque mind frame.
Right.
And then doing burlesque without knowing anybody. We have this huge community and they're fantastic. And right. I didn't know that any of them existed just because I am dorky and...
Oh, stop it. You're Sheila Starciani. And, I don't think so.
And so I finally found a community like 3 years ago. So I've been doing burlesque at the Lily von Stupp capacity.
Right. Lily von Stupp has been on our show.
2.5 years. Yeah. She gave me my first, my first break in that circuit.
Monday night tease. Mm-hmm. And actually Josie was not here when she was on the show. And I don't know if it's a coincidence, but that's our number one downloaded YouTube show. But seriously, I'm not kidding.
I downloaded it twice.
I'll bet you did. She did a tassel twirling demonstration.
Oh, with Lily?
Yeah. She was at her show at her old studio, which is some guy's house. Anyway, so Noel, Josie ran into you. I think you saw him at the Rob Zombie Great American is that what it was?
Yeah.
And you're like, you got to have this guy on the show.
Yeah, we knew each other before that, though.
When did you two meet?
We met on a movie set a while back.
Yeah. What movie was this?
Some, I don't know, terrible B movie.
Don't tell me it was Tales.
It wasn't a trailer.
Tales from the Crapper.
It was 90210. I'm kidding.
Well, I can see that. But so it's
in
your
own. You're playing a cop. In your next role, right?
In my last role.
The Manson family role.
I played a police officer. I actually got to capture Charlie Manson.
Oh, good.
Yeah, put him away.
Yeah, and did he put up a fine?
No, he's a...
Right.
What network is this going to be on? Because I heard about this.
It's called House of Manson. It's in post-production right now, and I'm not exactly sure, but it'll be out this summer.
So it's a movie.
It's a miniseries, isn't it?
No, this is an actual film.
Because they're filming right now also a miniseries.
Yeah. Well, good for you to bring up the competing production to Noel's.
No, it's not competing. Actually, one can boost up the other.
Yeah, this one's produced by Devaney Pym, and it's a great cast. Awesome. Charlie's played by Ryan Kaiser. And he's quite scary. Made me break character. Really freaked me out.
Really?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Like, he was that Mansonish that you sort of like, hey, well.
Yeah, well, I was off camera and I knew, I mean, he just does what he does and he's excellent.
Oh, so he's like one of these De Niro guys that, like, off the set, he's still Manson.
Well, no, I'm on camera. The guy he's amazing.
Right.
He's a great psychopath.
Right. Off camera, he was.
Super cool guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he had no idea.
So how did he get you to break character? That's what I'm trying to get at.
All he did is smile.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Well, actually, you know, Josie and Sheila smiled at me, and that made me great character. But, you know, look at them. That's there's a reason. Look at those smiles.
It just make me happy.
Yeah. But how long have you been acting?
Well, for about 20 years, except I took about 18 years off in the middle.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're kind of getting into it, and... And you're starting to get a lot of credits now. Didn't know, what, 20 years, were you in some movies that I might have seen? Like
my first film I ever worked on was Airheads.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you play in that?
I was a rocker dude. I was like, what's up?
I had a feeling. It seems like everybody in the movie was a rocker dude. That's what Adam Sandler, Brendan Fraser, Steve Buscemi. I got to see that again. But were you just one of those guys in the crowd, or did you actually have lines?
I didn't have lines, but I got strategically placed right in front of Joe Mantegna and Michael McKean. And they dubbed a voice on me. It's right in the beginning where this.
They dubbed a voice.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to pay.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, because if you get a line and you're non-union, then they have to pay you.
No, I know. Yeah, they got to pay your union dues.
So I'm like this with the beer, but on the screen it's.
Ross counts as a line.
Hey. Maybe he went rah rah.
People sounded me on it. They told me, they're like, "Hey, I saw you went rah."
Now you're a filth because you have a kid too, right?
Or
you
have
two kids. Okay,
a filth.
You're a filth.
Well, that's actually pretty good, Mark.
No, thanks. I got a million of them, but you're a filth. You've got two children of your own. Is that why you stopped acting for a while?
No, I just
because you actually got laid. Twice, apparently.
It was something that I tried to do, but I just wasn't ready, and I got caught up with life, and you know, actually my kids got me into, you know, acting again because I went through a breakup with their mother. And mm-hmm. I get a call from mom, like, you're making that face again. I'm like, what face are you talking about? And I looked at my face, and I got mad at myself in the mirror, and it was pretty scary. So yeah.
Can you give me the face? It's a pretty creepy face.
Anyways, I don't want to verbally say
that. So your ex-wife is like...
Well, no, my kids just kind of pointed out that I can be really scary when I'm mad. So... So I told them, don't make me mad.
My dad was like that, too.
Yeah. Well, I think we also had that same story. But I never said, hey, Dad, you should be in horror movies. Dad.
No, that's just kind of what got me thinking. So we started doing charity zombie walks, and I was just kind of dabbling around with makeup. And
is that where you met Josie? Because she does the zombie walks.
No, we didn't.
We just.
I told you.
Everybody knows
set.
Everybody.
Oh, you're
Hollywood.
On the set. Oh, you're on the set of a non-trauma movie. Yes. And so you were doing zombie walks. So you've always done makeup and stuff? I mean, I know you work with Adrian Gowen,
Marquetto,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I know so many Adrians. Adrian Marquetto.
Adrian,
who I've worked with.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. It's kind of a long story, but I'm a trained fine artist, but I just started dabbling with makeup, and it's just a different medium.
Right.
So that kind of opened up some doors. Working at... Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare. I got to play Captain Spaulding.
That's what I was going to get that. How did you get that gig?
I auditioned. I had no idea.
How many Captain Spauldings were there?
Well, when I read the letter, it said, we're considering you to play the one and only Captain Spaulding. And
right.
There were four.
Sure.
But two of them were masked. One of them wasn't.
Now, was this on the tour, or was this the haunted house?
It was the his haunted house last October.
At Universal.
No,
in
Pomona.
Rad.
Oh, it was in Pomona.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was okay. It was really cool.
It was part of the concert, and you were in the haunted house.
Yeah, exactly.
It was set up almost like there were vendor booths, and then there was a concert area,
right.
And then
it was a lot of
the
fun.
Yeah, there was a lot to do.
Every Thursday through Sunday, there was a different national act, or a group of national acts playing. So it really brought a really diverse crowd.
That's great. And how did you hear about the audition? I mean, do you have any weird, scary bald guys around, and you sort of that they can make their face?
No, actually, with all the zombie walks that I do, mm-hmm. there's a great little group online called. Fright Zone Forum, and they're a group of my friends on Facebook.
Okay.
And there was a convention in downtown called Scare LA last summer.
Okay.
And it's for all the haunters, and they held the auditions there. So I just went in just to see if, you know.
You learn a new word every day on the Dark Mark show.
Haunters.
Yeah.
I saw your eyes light up on that one.
There's haunters and there's characters, and there's a huge family.
What's the difference between a haunter and a character?
And there's spooks models.
Well, we know about spooks models and fear leaders, but what's the difference between haunters and spooksters? Characters.
Characters are, I believe, actors that get paid to scare people.
Right. So you were a character.
Yeah, I was.
And the haunters are just people.
Haunters, I think anybody that just loves haunts. You know, there are people that go to every single one, and there's reviews on them. It doesn't really seem like there'd be that many, but in Los Angeles, I think there was like 12 or 15 pretty big ones.
Haunted Hay Ride. People go crazy over them.
Yeah.
Did you go to any haunted houses, Sheila?
I did.
Yeah. Are you a haunter?
I love it.
Which ones did you go to?
I went to the one on the Queen Mary and the Haunted Hay Ride.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fantastic.
You like to be scared?
I don't get Missy scared. Missy did all the makeup for the Haunted Hay Ride.
We got to have Missy on the show. I
know.
Miss her.
Yeah, she's great.
So, but anyway, not to say that we don't have, you know, let's wait for a few weeks. We don't want her busting on this show. But, but yeah, so Sheila, so you were crowned Miss Burlesque, Miss Hollywood Burlesque. I keep messing up.
Yeah.
Miss Hollywood Burlesque 2013. How did that come about?
I don't. Freaking no.
And how many years have they had that?
This was their first year.
I was going to say, I haven't heard.
Bobby Boylesque won the male.
Yes.
Because I think.
Well, he's the only male.
No, he's not.
No, there's
not.
A lot of guys
doing
it. Well,
yeah. Tito Bonito.
I didn't want to tell you, Josie, but I was second. I was second place.
Yeah,
Dark
right.
Mark was second place. And then, was it Bonito? Was his name?
Tito Bonito.
So the thing is, I was disqualified because I'm straight. But, No, they're straight burlesque dances. I'm kidding.
I like to call them burlesque dancers.
Burlesque. Mm-hmm. Another new word, burlesque dancers.
Because they're straight.
But there's more competition for the female than the male, I would imagine.
Definitely.
So was this everybody that does Peep Show Menagerie and Lily Von Stoop Show? And-
yeah. And then there's a team of people who select who is actually going to compete.
Right.
So there are a bunch of people who didn't make it into the festival. And Lily did something really interesting. So there are festivals everywhere.
Right.
Like all Viva.
Across the...
And Louis, yeah, Louis is... Yeah. You said Louis did something?
Who oh, Lily. Lily.
I thought you said Louis.
Something really interesting because... She's separated, so there are actually two titles.
Mm-hmm.
There's Miss Hollywood Burlesque, which is me, and then the Miss Starlet, who was out of town. So it was really weird because I was competing against my friends.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And
how was that?
I just knew that Jezebel Thunder, who's another fantastic performer,
I've seen her.
I just knew she was going to take the title.
Right.
And I was going for most erotic. That's all I wanted. When I applied, I was like, I don't expect to take the title. I want most erotic. That's what I want. That's how I'm going to bill the rest of my classes.
Because Nolan Josie, on her website, and they describe her dancing as dripping with sex.
Wow.
Leaving a pool.
Can you give us a sample?
Leaving a pool on the on the ground.
That is my best friend, and that is how she describes me forever and ever.
Well, I posted a picture of you doing the From Dusk Till Dawn, putting your foot in the guy's face and pouring champagne down.
I love that.
I think
in the guy's face, it's Quentin Tarantino's face.
Yeah. It's someone else.
She didn't do it.
I would probably pass out.
There's a girl right behind the guy that she did it to. She's like,
he likes feet. He's big on feet.
Who's into feet? Are you into feet too, Noel?
Sure.
No, Quentin is.
Well, I know Quentin's into feet, which is interesting because you're going to be on a Tarantino themed show this weekend, right?
Last weekend.
Was last weekend? Mm-hmm. Okay, what did you play?
Same one.
No,
same.
You did the from Dusk Till Dawn. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that went over great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josie wants
to use a snake.
Not a real one.
No.
I don't have a snake.
So like one of those pop-up snakes that comes in the can
I was using one that I actually use cuz smaller stages. His name is Lucius and I use him for my Eve and the snake act. And so when Lily asked me to do the Selma Hayek dance, I've been using him.
Right.
So last week, because this show last weekend was on a big stage, mm-hmm. I actually made a large, like 8-foot long yellow stuffed snake.
Awesome.
It started off.
I bet
off,
that wasn't the only snake you made.
It started night. Off like 14 feet long, right. And I was like, this is too long.
a lot of trouser snakes popped out that night too, I would imagine.
There's a photo from that, and the guy. There's the guy whose mouth I was sticking my foot in,
right.
And then the guy behind him who's kind of blurry. Like the look on his face, he's so concerned, and I really want to know. And I could hear him. Yeah, I could hear him. Like, and I just wanted him to still be there when I got off stage so I could ask him if it was like of horror or that he wished that he had stood there instead.
You should have stuck your foot in his mouth, too.
It was, I'm making a space. All right, make it.
What?
No, do your scary face. What was that, a different face?
You want to see the face?
I want to see the face.
Okay, let's see your face.
Yeah.
Is that what that's like?
That's a good face.
Yeah.
Well,
no, he's like with his.
Just drew.
Well, as you know,
biting his nails.
There's 6 degrees of separation because you were in a From Dusk Till Dawn thing, which Danny Trejo was in From Dusk Till Dawn, and he was also in Volcano Zombies, which in, which I said you were the star of, but Danny Trejo's the star of.
Absolutely.
So when's that coming out?
That'll be out later this year as well.
Okay, so tell us what happens with Volcano Zombies. I'm really curious, especially since you're from the land of volcanoes and other islands too. Tell us about Volcano Zombies.
Are they fast?
Well, all I can say is that there's a volcano and there's zombies.
The zombies come out of the volcano.
Well, you're going to have to watch the movie.
So the lava transforms people into zombies?
We don't want to ruin any
We don't want to ruin the volcano zombie plot.
All I can say is that I was told by producer Jeff Miller, there's volcanoes, there's zombies, and there's Danny Trejo, and there's Jeff Miller.
Okay. Did you do any scenes with Danny Trejo?
You'll have to see the movie.
Did you meet Danny Trejo?
You'll have to see the movie. I can't release.
You can't say that if you met him.
Oh man.
Well, when you see the movie, you'll see. But I had so much fun.
Okay, I guess you met Danny Trejo then. I don't know. It doesn't spoil the movie to say you actually met him on set.
I got to play a cannibal, a frontiersman cannibal, and beat the crap out of someone with a leg bone.
Talk about typecasting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, and it was.
What was the face you made?
It was the angry one.
See the angry one again. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good.
But it's out of context. It was an amazing experience with an awesome cast, and mm-hmm. I got to do some really, obviously.
But anything with the context of volcano and zombies is good.
Yeah.
And Danny and Noel.
Let me just clarify. You are Noel Jason Scott, yep. Not Noel Scott, who apparently is a porn star.
I'm not that guy.
I didn't know there was a porn star. I didn't know there was a porn star named Noel Scott because you disappeared. Maybe you were doing that for a while. Okay.
No, he's a different Noel Scott.
Right? Really?
There's actually a lot of Noel Scotts. You think that'd be an original name, but there's an artist back on the East Coast, a musician.
Noel Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm Noel Jason Scott. My grandmother told me a long time ago, she said that she used to work for the electric company, and she said that the day that I was born, they had like a little ticker.
The electric company, the TV show, or the actual electric company?
The electric company in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And she said that they had like this ticker tape thing that went around the office and put, mm-hmm. you had news and stock reports and what have you. And she said that my grandma's name is a proud new grandmother to Noel Jason Scott. She said, right. I saw your name up in lights, and it just looked so beautiful. And ever since that moment, she told me that I started going by my full name.
This is like the grandmother show. This is everybody's grandmother is so inspiring. Well, your grandmother got you to burlesque dance. Huh?
Grandmother's rock.
I love both my grandmothers.
We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our grandmas.
That's true.
Hold on. It's also springtime, and I brought some flowers.
Look at this guy. Mr. Charming. Let's see this, Josie. That's for Sheila.
Thank you.
And that's for Josie.
What a charmer. Thank you.
Look at this guy. I never get that reaction when I give flowers.
Beautiful.
Last time I gave a woman flowers, honestly.
They're very spring and happy looking.
The last time I gave a woman flowers was a year and a half. I gave flowers to my girlfriend because it was her birthday. And we'd been going out for about 2 years. She broke with me a month later. That's my experience with flowers. I gave a girl flowers once.
A month later, so you blame it on the flowers.
No, I hadn't given anybody flowers in 10 years. I gave the girl flowers at my work. I had them delivered. I said, I want... This is, this is a Josie, somebody that I really want to have sex with that won't ever have sex with me. So I said, I want to make it clear that I want to have sex with her, but that we're friends. So they're like, I know, you're laughing because you know what's coming. So then I see she put 11 lavender roses with one red rose in the middle. I had it delivered to our work. We both work together, which is, I understand in hindsight.
That's trouble.
What a mistake. Everybody in the place swooned, said, oh my God, except for her. And she...
Was she like this? Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. So then I finally...
Outed her.
I outed that I liked her. And so then I finally cornered her, and she's like, I hate when guys give me flowers because they always die. So that's my experience with flowers.
Well, I didn't want to carry up a potted plant and get it all over and have it leak all over the table.
Right.
Like he has lipstick on his cheek.
Yeah, I noticed that.
From you.
Yeah, from you. And then on the other side, she didn't kiss you that hard. Sheila.
That's mine.
Is that yours? And then, anyway. Yeah. Sheila, I told you this. Did I tell you this would go by fast?
Uh-huh.
Sheila, now before you did, now you teach pole dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And you also teach hula dancing and Tahitian dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to teach Mark how to hula. Can you give an example?
Absolutely.
Come on. Do we have some music?
Wait. Well, I don't know if we have music, but... I'm going to turn the camera around.
Jenny can pull something up real quick.
Jenny, do you have any hula music?
Or anything.
Well, we're not going to have headphones on. You guys are going to have headphones. So
yeah.
I was going to say, if you can teach me, well, I was going to have you teach Josie some hula dancing, but...
I think you need it more.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we want to see a boy version and a girl version. So.
Oh, wait, so you can teach both of us.
Teach them the girl version.
Okay. By accident. Well, first off, let me turn the camera around.
Ah, there we go.
Yo, so you gotta talk so and to let everybody knows what's going on.
Okay. Well, some the people don't listen. You.
Yes, but some people are listening on iTunes that don't have.
Okay. So Mark's getting up and putting his grass skirt on.
His coconuts.
And his coconut bra. Do you want to help narrate? Help narrate.
No. Get up there.
Mark's adjusting the camera.
And his thong.
Oh, man, a little thong. Mark, you really are white.
Show's gonna be over by the time he adjusts the camera.
I think he's strategically doing that on purpose.
Enjoy the beautiful music. Because it's much nicer than the travesty we're going to see in a minute here. There we go. All in the hips. Come on, Mark. I've seen you shake that ass. He's wiggling his tush around in circles. Shake it.
Woo! Look at him go.
Come on, move your hands.
Watch.
He's doing the robot.
LA's going to have another earthquake. Yeah, we have to mark the time and see if
right?
The Richter scales go off. Mark's got it down.
He's moving his shoulders back and forth. It's all in the hips. All in the hips. Like a hula hoop. Have you ever tried a hula hoop? Have you tried a hula hoop before?
I think when I was a kid, yeah. I can't.
More of a big wheel kind of kid?
Yeah, exactly.
Big wheels were fun.
Yeah, I had a shrimp.
I cracked my chin on going off a ramp on a big wheel.
I was more of a just a. I wore a cape and I was Batman.
Ah, that's awesome. I was Evel Knievel.
Yeah.
Online.
I'm sorry, we got sidetracked.
We are. Woo! He's going around in circles, shaking that tush. Shake it.
There's a lot of booty shaking going
on.
There's
a whole lot of booty. This is why the black girls love him. He's got the ghetto booty.
Now shake that room.
She's serious about it.
This is a hell of a workout.
They're doing like a hip-hop type of thing.
It works for video, but it's hard for radio.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not the host. That's why I'm the co-host. Yay! That was very nice. She's doing Macarena. It's the hula Macarena.
Bravo.
Do one of each.
He's all out of breath. Are you sweating?
Okay, this is the girl version, right? The boy version. This is the girl version.
Woo! Very sexy.
You see what they mean by dripping sacks? Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty milky right there.
And sway. Arms.
So all the arm movements they have meaning, right? Like
Josie, you got to do it. Come on over. Get a hula lesson. Come on.
Okay, quickly.
A quick hula lesson.
All right.
Josie has some grace. She's in the band Pissant. She's in the band Carrera. She dances.
I'm more of a punk rock.
This is the punk rock, yes. Okay, now they're playing the nice hula music. Okay, well, you want to do a lesson, Josie? Come on. Okay. Okay. So, wow. She's a natural. Look at that.
Yeah, they have hips.
Look at those hips. Those hips don't lie. They're going. They're like. Look at that. That's total. Jenny's coming in to work the camera, I think, because my camera skills are horrible. But look at that. Look at that. That she. Oh, wait. Josie was trying to improvise with some stripping moves there. That didn't quite work. I'm sorry, Jenny. Okay. But wait, I think you. Have you ever hula-ooped before, Josie?
Yeah.
Oh, now you tell me. Okay, now you tell me. Okay. Show her the boy hula. No, do your thing. Do your thing. I don't let me distract you. That's That's a lot of hips.
I can see why they sing.
I gotta go Hawaii. This is great. Is this Hawaiian or the Tahitian?
You get some one-way tickets, Mark, right?
If everybody's like this, yeah, I think so. Yeah. Wait, so you quit moving your shoulders. Okay. Oh, thank you, Sheila. That's terrific. Now, do you work that into your burlesque?
I do. I have an act that I do that's a hula-based act, and I have a Tahitian one as well, but I don't do that one often.
Okay.
I'm scared of angering the tiki gods.
Oh, that's so. Right. Did you just... teaching me the hula dance probably angered the tiki gods,
really?
I'd imagine.
And we're going to have a volcano suddenly come up in California.
Yeah, Noel, you got
some... We have one here.
Volcano zombies will come out.
Mount St. Helen.
All hell's going to break
loose. Yeah, zombies, volcanoes. And
oh, my.
What did I tell you, too? Did I say this was going to be so much fun and it was going to go by real quick?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait. Wow. We have 10 minutes. Forget it. I'm sorry. We got... Thanks, Jenny.
We got so much time.
Yeah, I'm just still...
You're sweating.
Well, you teach pole dancing, you teach hula, and you teach Tahitian dancing.
And burlesque.
And burlesque.
And anything else that I can... possibly teach.
No, trust me, there's a lot of things I could use lessons on, but where do you teach and how's that going?
It's okay. It's sporadic right now.
Right.
I live in Long Beach, so I try and stay in Long Beach, but mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be linking up with Lily Von Stupp at some point to teach for the way girls.
She's got
Are you
going to
be working ink and iron this year?
I am performing? Not. I'm not that fancy. They don't ask me to do that.
But you got tattoos.
Well, not everyone has tattoos. Well, a lot of the pole dancers and burlesque girls don't.
Why are they at ink and iron then?
They're entertainment. Yeah. They don't have to have tattoos.
Oh, okay. So I could actually go because I don't have any tattoos.
Anybody can go.
Because why mess with a good thing? But you have tattoos. You got the stars on your legs. Uh-huh. Are there any other tattoos?
Yeah, I have this one.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
Homage to the last unicorn, which if any, you know, people remember that they just got the answer. I give away kisses to people if they can guess the reference.
But, the last unicorn. No.
Because usually people can't.
Yeah. I never saw the last unicorn, but I...
No?
We gotta cuddle and watch it.
It's definitely a cuddle up and watch.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You're not talking about Legend, are you?
No.
There's a movie called Is it a cartoon, right?
It is a cartoon.
The Last Unicorn. I thought you were up on all things 80s. Now this guy.
Because.
And kids.
Yeah. The filth. No, go ahead. You were gonna say something. I mean,
I forgot. Brain fart.
Yeah, I was talking to the filth, but you.
Filth.
Yeah, because the one thing that you like even more than horror movies is 80s cheese metal, which is because you were bragging on Facebook that you went to see Lynch Mob a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
and I had to explain awesome to people show. Who Lynch Mob is. And Sheila Lynch, there was a band in the 80s called Dokken that was kind of like big, but they weren't that big. But the guy that played guitar in Dokken,
George Lynch,
was in Lynch Mob. And I have Sirius now, so I get the hair metal station, and I think I heard a Lynch Mob song for the first time 2 weeks ago. So, but you, and we also saw you do Highway to Hell in karaoke. Now, You bill yourself on your IMDb page as a singer as well.
Oh, I'm more of a screamer.
Yeah, but I mean, have you been in bands?
That's my line.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he wouldn't mind you two screaming. I'm sure he wouldn't mind you two screaming together.
No, it's just
that would be fun.
It's something that I have a lot of fun.
No, I'm trying to hook you up. Oh, Sheila and I can leave the room. We'll hula in the other room if you guys want to scream in the studio.
What? Right. I'm sorry, I missed the reference.
No, the reference is you and Josie.
It was a naughty
sex
reference.
And
you
make her scream, and then she make
you
scream.
Thank
you. I think he's getting nervous.
He's got. Are you getting nervous? No, sitting between these two beautiful women, I can't be surprised. First off, and Sheila.
That's why you're on that side. Good.
Well, trust me, my eyes keep just going back and forth because, I mean, the breasts are mesmerizing tonight, especially now that they're glistening and they have a little sweat on them. And Sheila's just so beautiful. I don't know where to look, except not at you, which I don't know.
I started off as, you know, cool and confident. Now I'm turning into Marty Feldman.
And by the way, folks, Marty Feldman was an actor in the 70s. He was in Young Frankenstein.
Walk This Way.
Yes, he's very. That's a vintage horror comedy thing. But you're into. But have you been in bands? Is what I'm asking. You did Highway to Hell on Rockstar Karaoke when we saw Society.
Hell's Bells.
Body One. Yeah, or Hell's Bell. You did Hell's Bells.
Yeah, I pretty much. I tend to have a raspy voice and. I love 80s metal. I do Guns N' Roses, AC/DC.
Was it just karaoke, or have you actually been in a band, or have you pursued singing?
No, actually, singing on stage with Heaven Below. Those guys at Skinny's was pretty awesome. To be able to sing with a live band in front of you, right. and not having the words. I mean, you got to know it's a tough crowd.
No, you were good. I'm just saying, have your kids heard you sing like Lynch Mob Around the House and say,
yeah,
Dad, you really should be a singer because they were encouraging the acting.
No, my daughter goes like this.
Yeah,
hugs her ears.
Not docking again. Trust me, I understand.
No more Whitesnake.
Yeah.
No. They get embarrassed and. As soon as I start hearing, Dad, don't do that. I'm like, Dad. I start singing louder.
I'm like, please put some zombie makeup on.
Me and the kids were listening to One Direction. Get your zombie makeup on. And I know how it is.
My daughter loves One Direction. So I need to do
everybody's daughter loves One Direction. Does your daughter love One Direction?
No.
That's good.
She's way cooler than that.
Yeah. No, my daughter's pretty cool. But no, it's just,
his kids are way cool. The pictures that he posts on his Facebook, they get into it. They're little zombies too.
Do you put makeup on your kids?
Yeah, actually I do. We do a lot of zombie walks and we actually just worked on a zombie movie called Death Rides the Apocalypse.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about this one.
Yeah, it's a little independent film we're working on.
Are you directing it? Or is that
No. I'm just an actor in it. But I played a couple different zombies and got my kids.
Were the kids in it, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, how fun.
But not only that.
A family that zombies together stays together.
Yeah. But you were going to be in a play.
That's like your same Bela Lugosi improv.
No, but you're going to be in a play.
Yeah, I just got cast in The Female Odd Couple. No, I'm not going to be a girl, okay?
I was going to say, that could be the scariest costume of them all.
I'm not shaving for nobody.
I saw that.
Yeah,
The Female Odd Couple?
Yeah.
How was it?
It's pretty cute. It's funny.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing the role of Manalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I haven't read the script yet.
You've seen the Odd Couple movie, right?
Yeah, well, this is The Female Odd Couple. All the roles have been reversed.
Yeah, but it's the same story.
What theater?
I'm at the Covina Center for the Performing Arts, the CCPA.
Oh, they moved.
And when does it open?
I believe it opens up beginning of May. I'm not sure exactly. I just found out today. Literally,
you better start learning those lines. You
about
got a month.
An hour, 2 hours ago, I found out that I was cast.
You know what you should do?
Congratulations.
You know what you should do? Apparently the elevator just opened. What you should do is you should show up in your Captain Spaulding makeup just for a goof and walk in.
A zombie Captain Spaulding.
Hey, Felix, who's this guy?
Hi, welcome to Captain Spaulding's Museum of Monsters and Madmen. Yeah, it's not going to fly. Is it? And Rob would get mad.
Oscar, you're so messy. I'm going to kill you.
Hey, try some of my tasty fried chicken.
He's good at that. And Sheila, you're doing burlesque shows all the time.
Yes.
And when people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
My website, SheilaStarBurlesque.com.
Which is a website I highly recommend. I had hours and hours of pleasure looking at that website.
And I'm still working on it too. So I know, more hours to come.
There must be a lot of photos.
There's a few photos. It's very nice. If you Google Sheila Starciani, there's a lot of.
How do you spell your last name?
S I A N I.
Okay.
And
it's Sheila S. Spell. Can you spell out the whole website for us?
S.
She's like, how do I spell my name?
S-H-E-I-L-A.
I think you're contagious, Josie.
S-H-E-I-L-A-S-T-A-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R-R
Right.
It's just Sheila Star Burlesque.
And why do all these burlesque people spell star with two R's?
I think it's mostly an homage to like Blade Star and right. some of the other.
And why does she do that?
I don't know.
I'll ask her when I talk to her. When is your next show? When is your next show? You doing stuff this weekend?
I am in Ventura tomorrow night at the Ventura Majestic.
What's the theme of that show?
There's no particular theme, but after the show, they switch to Rocky Horror.
Oh, wow.
Fun.
Oh, burlesque and Rocky Horror. What was the routine that won you Miss Hollywood Burlesque before we go?
My Thieves in the Temple. It's actually my Awaken the Kajira is the name of the act, but it's to Princess Thieves in the Temple.
Right.
And I'm a slave girl, and I have a chain that my... A leash and collar that my grandmother gave me.
Doesn't get much cooler than that.
Seriously, she's
Did she gave it to me first. Behind that one?
She Grandpa. Gave it to me.
My grandmother gave me a music box. Yours gave you a dog collar and a chain.
Yeah, I opened it up as Mother's Day present. I'm like, Grammy, what am I going to do with
Mother's Day present.
Grammy.
And she's like, what? And I'm like, oh, and immediately, because I was working on my Prince act, and I was like, that's what I'm doing.
By the way, is Grammy single, or is he still with
Grammy? Grammy is single.
All right, we'll talk
Grammy
about that.
Grammy is beautiful.
I'll bet she is.
She has this little 49-year-old guy who's been chasing after her for like 20 years.
Well, she needs to go younger. Noel, how do people get a hold of you?
I'm just on Facebook, and...
Noel Jason Scott.
Find me on IMDb and Noel Jason Scott.
Noel Jason Scott. You're on Instagram. You're on Twitter.
I'm Vampire McTwit.
Vampire McTwit. And how did that come out?
I don't know. Just
and Josie.
Something ridiculous.
You could follow me on my Twitter, Josie, josi.cat, K-A-T.
Facebook's no longer.
For now, I have to do a public persona page. Cause,
okay.
And my Instagram, or you could go to fearleaders.net.
And for me, it's gothcomedian.net. I'm gothcomedian on Instagram, Twitter, Instagram. The elevator just closed. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And go to darkmarkshow.com. Go to our Tumblr. Go to our Twitter. We're all over the place. Next week, the one-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
And in June, I'll be doing the one-man show. You guys know about the Spank Train?
What is it?
Spank Train.
We have a Spank Train. This is our tradition.
Tradition.
So.
It started not a year ago.
April 15th, 2013.
A year and 2 weeks.
Yes, I remember. It was you and Gary Garver, and you just had to slap that ass. So we basically what we do, and you don't have to do it, but it's fun. We basically, we have a line, and we spank everybody this way, and then I spank you, you spank me. And since we have a boy-girl thing, it works out. You guys up for it?
Let's do it.
Okay, you're going to play some that Tahitian music again? Jenny, can you play that Tahitian music, that good Hulu music?
And we're going to do the spank train. Or some cheesy 80s metal.
Oh, you got some. I don't want to confuse her. If you have any docking, you can throw that on. But anyway, everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. We're going to do the spank train now. Next week, tune in, the one-year anniversary.
Woo! Yay! So
basically everybody faces this way.
Oh, we're going to face my way.